This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, BFM. 7:50 in the morning. Fact check time, correction time. ThyssenKrupp is not Swedish, it is actually German. We actually found out on the Bloomberg. Now, Malaysia Rail and China Communications Construction Company, CCCC, put out a joint statement yesterday announcing that over 1,000 local firms are eyeing a portion of the ECRL project. Specifically, it received submissions from 1,321 companies registered with the Construction Industry Development Board.
Yeah, so, I mean, this is representing 40% of the civil work portion if they were to divide it with the CCCC. Now, MRL CEO Datuk Seri Darwis Abdul Razak said that he hopes that ECRL will serve as a stimulus to the local construction sector, as well as a catalyst in knowledge transfer.
Now, for some details, MRL and CCC said that 65% of the submissions came from those in the G7 category of CIDB-related companies. The firm also said that Bumiputra participation was encouraging, as there were 994 submissions from such companies. Now, if you recall last month, the Bumiputra Contractors Association requested that Pakatan Harapan provide a special quota of at least 20% to Bumiputra contractors to participate in the civil works of the East Coast Rail. East Coast Rail Link project.
20% off the 40% though.
Yes, sorry, off the 40%.
Yeah, so on the data, it seems that 2/3 of the submissions came from Bumi Company. So clearly, that should be at least a half set aside if all the stringent criteria are to be met, because obviously quality and safety is the most important thing. Now, tunnelling works by Chinese companies have already started on one of the three sections. Work in the other two sections should begin next year, while Malaysian firms are expected to take up 40% of the civil works. Now, tunnel works are excluded from the 40% because all tunnelling is done by the Chinese side.
All right. So, but on the side note, I don't know, this has something to do with Raya. If you have heard about the news of how horrible the traffic was from Kelantan to KL, about 19 hours people could get stuck on.
19 hours.
I've heard of those horror stories.
You could fly to New York.
So this is the time, if you are not a supporter of ECRL, you might wish that ECRL would
I would not have minded taking a train, because there are no traffic jams on trains, are there, right?
No, it's just whether you can get a ticket, Chuang.
Yeah, a fully booked ticket on air flight as well as a bus as well. So ECRL would be a fresher breath.
Okay, so still very much on the transport theme. Burma's Auto posted a fourth quarter net profit of just over 5% to nearly 60 million ringgit for the fourth quarter. And as we know, Burma's Auto is the sole distributor of Mazdas in the country. Quarterly revenue dropped by around 6% to 540 odd million ringgit, primarily due to low contributions from the Philippines. I think low sales volumes. But I think the headline number is really the full year financial numbers. Net profit is up by nearly 100% to over 265 million ringgit. Revenue is up by 25%, so clearly they're doing something right. And those lissom liquid shapes that Mazda cars must be doing something right on the sales front.
That's right. And one of the other things that they've done right is also their fourth interim dividend of 3.5 cent per share and a special dividend of 7 cent per share, all payable on July 25th. The group also expect to launch the new Mazda 3 CX-8, CX-30, as well as the new facelift CX-5 model. And all this, I think, is an extension of that Kodo design that they have.
They do.
Quite pretty.
So notice how Sharitz and I are both going on about cars and Shaunings. You're not a car girl. Not a car girl.
She is.
I just like nice-looking cars. I know nothing about it, honestly. I just like, is this expensive to maintain? That's my number one question.
Japanese cars are generally
cheaper.
How
much is the depreciation? Is it cute?
Not as bad as continental cars.
Not as bad as continental cars, that's for sure.
But you know, I like cute cars.
You do.
And I have this aversion to any soccer mom vehicle, so yeah.
Yeah. As opposed to you and me, Sharitz.
That's right.
Okay, well, going from Japanese to Malaysian, Proton has the X70 has helped the X70, formerly known as the Jili Boyu, has helped push the car maker sales to its highest level in 46 months in May. It sold 10,611 units, an over 50% increase from April. They sold nearly 11,000 in May itself. That's incredible.
Yeah, so I mean, you could definitely see some overall excitement over the Proton brand coming up again after X70 was announced. And they pushed overall sales for the first 5 months of 2019 to grow over 70% compared to the same period last year. So, I mean, Proton market share in May stood at 17.2%.
Now, another interesting fact is that for the first time since 2014, non-national marques have actually surpassed national marques in terms of market share on a full-year basis, right? So that means Proton, Perodua outsells other cars for the first time. And it's probably on the back of all these quite interesting car launches like the X70. And also we had something from Perodua recently, which you were considering, Sharit.
The Arrows, yeah.
As a 6 foot one, Arrows seemed a bit small for me. I probably have to go for something spacious like Exora. Looking forward for a facelift, I hope.
Yeah. So, I mean, the name of the game among car makers is launches, right? So, I mean, with Mazda, you've got the CX-8. Coming CX-8 is slightly smaller than the CX-9. You've got the CX-30, which is in between the CX-3 and the CX-5. But they can't call it the CX-4 because it's called the same number in Japan. So they can't have two of the same nomenclature. And then with Proton, they've got the X-50 coming up. So the X-50, I think...
And the Saga.
The Saga, I don't care about Saga. La. The X50 is where the action is, right? The X50 is the local incarnation of the Geely Binyu, I think.
Not too sure.
Very nice shape, right? And I think that's going to keep it. This is very good for Proton because Proton has been in the doldrums for so long. I'm really happy for the brand because for the first time in its entire life, it's putting out nice cars, quality cars at a certain price point, which is attractive to all Malaysians.
Yeah, and it's I think the same segment as HR-V Honda. I think
that's right.
So it's slightly smaller than X70. So a lot of other cars are also going through a facelift. Persona, Iris, Saga. I mean, all not my size, but
Exora is your size. Exora.
But no news there yet. But another news is that Proton is also kicking off their CKD model. I mean, not CK, yeah, CKD, CKD model. So Tanjung Malim is going to start manufacturing them. So now they're taking up parts from China and assembling them in Malaysia.
This is very important because until now, all the X70s were fully imported units from China.
CBU, right?
Right? So, which is nice, but until something goes wrong with your car, then there are no parts in the bin to go and replace them. Mm. And it's been a real issue for Proton until now. So it can't come at an earlier time for this CKD assembly to take place.
I think it's also important that the Proton steps up in the production game. Because it cannot just rely on CBU models to drive sales going forward. After all, they have spent all that money in the Tanjung Malim plant.
I've been there. It's a gorgeous facility.
And which was underutilized for the longest time.
That's right.
So let's hope that the national market share still remains higher than the non-national marks for the moment. I think that's possible with all these new launches.
And we get to look forward to a lot of the multiplier effect. I mean, once it's CKD, more jobs, I think, will be created. I mean, CBU, all you have to do is just sell, right? Mm. I mean, CKD, you have to involve some form of technical expertise and you also benefit from the transfer of knowledge as well.
And I hope all those memories of people at toll booths who had to open their doors to pay are all gone and we won't have issues like this in the future.
I think now the power windows... If you
remember those days,
Hello, Proton. Wind down, please. Okay, 7:58 in the morning. We're going to be coming back with Sharit and Mestron Holdings for this IPO. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.